and welcome back to this episode of Hiring Advantage. I'm Chrissy, and today we're going to dive into hiring strategy. Now, I love to talk about hiring strategy, and what's really interesting is this has been and is a really large part of the Hiring Advantage playbook in my program. I've just gone through the first week of the Hiring Playbook, so the students working through all the hiring strategy modules and then talking through it with me on the live calls. And what is really interesting, I think, is how exciting it is to really visualize and work through what you want your business to be. And I think it's so common in small business that we initially have the idea of where we want the business to go. And yeah, I think when we first start, we think, yeah, this is going to take off really quick and I'm going to become a multi-millionaire and an overnight success story. And then you get really caught up into the day-to-day of how much work it takes to keep your business operating and to earn your first stripes, to win your first clients. When we get to the point where we have seen the signs of hiring and we know that we want to work towards hiring team members and that becomes a part of our overall business strategy, this is the time to really take a step back and look holistically at what you want from your business. And hiring strategy is huge in this, because if you do decide you're going to hire team members and grow potentially an agency, a coaching business, for example, where you're going to have people in specific roles and you're going to really build up that structure, it does require a certain level of strategy. And ultimately, it's going to really change the landscape of what your business is. So it goes from you being the owner, operator, solo in your business to becoming a leader and having a team. And it is so important before we press go, before we go working up job adverts, recruiting roles, to really think holistically about what we want our business to be. And I talk about strategy a lot. I break it down into four elements, as you'll hear in this episode. But first and foremost, we really think about where we're going with our businesses, with what we want our roles to be. And I can tell you from working through this with my playbook students that it is incredibly rewarding to think like this, because what you will do in looking forward is you'll look backwards, you'll look at your present day and you'll see how far you've come and how this is possible. And if you are thinking about taking this next step in your business, listen back to some of my guest episodes, but I'm telling you, when you look back at your business journey, there will be quite a clear line of when it was you on your own versus when you had a team. It's one of the single biggest defining moments in your business. When it stops being you and it starts being you and your team serving your clients and winning your business outcomes. So I'm hoping that as I'm talking, you're getting really, really excited about this, because it is exciting. And the podcast up until now is really built up to this episode. So we've talked about some of your nuts and bolts of hiring, about your advertising. We've really thought about hiring and recruitment from the applicant perspective. We've looked at how do you start hiring. We've looked at the signs of a hiring. But this is about being strategic. It's about having a vision for where you want your business to go, where you want your team to go, what you want your role to look like. And then some of the nitty-gritty strategy in terms of finances, again, knowing when you're ready, setting yourself up for success. And then we dip into the per role strategy. I don't go into too much detail in this episode, because that is essentially when we go into our nuts and bolts of the hiring processes, that's what that is. Now, the hiring playbook, the waitlist is in the show notes, but essentially we have a big element to the playbook that talks about strategy and dives into it. And then we have your per role hiring processes, so how you recruit each and every role. So again, this episode's focus really high level on strategy. If you are interested in hearing more about this, and you can only ever touch on this in, you know, a 20-25 minute podcast, but it is something I'm incredibly passionate about, and it forms a part of every conversation I have as a hiring consultant. So every conversation I have about an individual role, it really is digging into where does this fit into the business? How will this support you to do your dream job in your business? What parts of your role are you currently doing that you can give away? How can we strategize to create jobs that make sense in your business that push your business forward? Then even if you're backfilling roles, it's always important to reassess whether those jobs are working, whether they need a review, and it's ultimately always about being strategic at the start of your hiring process, before you hire your first role, and then every time you hire. And then essentially your hiring strategy forms a huge part of your business plan, which you should be reviewing with your mentors, with your coach, with your operations manager. But strategy is what is going to set you apart from other business owners, because you've got a plan. That's all strategy really is, and we talk about that. So I hope that you get really excited about this episode and you get so much value out of it. I'm going to talk to you about the four different types of strategy, and yes, that's what today's episode is all about. Okay, so first part of strategy we're going to talk about is your long-term strategy. So essentially, what is the vision for your business? So as I mentioned a little bit in the intro, it is really easy to get caught up in the day-to-day operations of your business, especially when you're solo in your business and you're doing all the things. But it is so important to really understand what the end game is here. So this doesn't need to be final, and it can absolutely continue to evolve, but we want to be always pulling towards your end game, not away from it. So I frequently use the example of you're a chef and you want to build your 50-seat restaurant. So you're a fantastic chef. You're currently maybe working for another restaurant and you decide you want to go solo and you want to build this really fancy fine dining 50-seat restaurant. Now, it's quite easy to picture what we want the end vision to be, right? So if you walk into a 50-seat restaurant as a customer, you might be greeted by a hostess. There's potentially a bar, well, fingers crossed there is, with bar staff. And then you go in, you sit down, there's waiters servicing the tables, and there's maybe, you know, one waiter to every 10 tables, for example. So let's say there's 5 waiters. And then you can see the open plan kitchen, and you can see there's a head chef in there, maybe a sous chef, maybe a couple more chefs, and then maybe someone washing the dishes. And think about all the other roles that it might take to have a restaurant run. So there's potentially someone managing their website, doing their marketing, administration, someone taking the bookings. Now, it's really important to understand what you want that end restaurant to look like, and then what you want the customer experience, right? Because there are certain roles that you're going to have to build in to get you there. Now, take it back to just you being a chef wanting to start about the restaurant. What is the first logical role that you hire? So potentially, if you're the expert at cooking food and you're going to build out a menu and you're going to oversee that and you want to just get it up and running, perhaps you're going to hire someone who's more on the restaurant management side or the service side of the business. So what you want to think about is the end goal of the restaurant, for example, and then you want to start making moves to get you there. So In the playbook, I ask a series of questions to help you get there. But it's really about, where do you see your business in 5 years' time? In 1 year's time, what will be the main functions of that business? Who will be the clients that your business serves? So it's really easy to think about your business in terms of you and a service you're offering. But what do you ultimately want to get it to? So for me, there's different elements of Hiring Advantage, but absolutely there's a side that services clients to support them with the hiring. So the hiring outsourcing side, which is essentially like an agency. So the goal is to be able to service multiple clients to give them ongoing recruitment support. Now, I'm not going to be able to do that on my own, not if I want to scale the business. So it's thinking about what that looks like. It's going to be a team of recruiters essentially, and then probably some administration support, and then either I'll need to bring in marketing and sales in-house or continue to outsource it. But there is absolutely a plan and a vision of where I want to get to, and it's scalable and it is reviewed frequently. So what I'm not saying that whatever your vision is, that is that you're locking it in stone, because you're not. But it's really important to think about where you want to go. And if you want to do this all on your own, that's fine. But think about what that's going to look like. How are you going to take a holiday? What happens if you get sick? Who's going to look after your clients? When you listen back to my podcast, the resounding feeling for a lot of business owners who do hire or do scale is there's just like this line down the middle where you were on your own and then when you hired a team. But it's not all on you anymore. And there's such beauty in that. So again, your long-term strategy is really thinking about what that business is going to look like in the future. And then obviously it's hiring. So it's what is your team going to look like? And how will your team evolve? And having sort of an end goal, and I say end and I'm putting my fingers into air quotes, because it is always going to evolve. But what we want to avoid is reactive hiring, where we just get to the point where our business gets really busy, we're getting overwhelmed, and then we just actively hire. We want to be making a plan. So this goes really nicely into the second part of the strategy, which is your role. And I always say your role, CEO. So, you know, as I said, you started a business because you were really passionate about delivering a product or a service. And then you got into your business and you realized, oh my goodness, it's just so much to do. So you start doing all the things. So you literally become every single role, like administration's all on you, bookkeeping's all on you, sending client proposals out, all the client work, all the social media, all the marketing, all of the sales. It's really important to check in with ourselves and step back and think about how do we actually want to spend our time and what is going to be the best thing for your business and for your clients. So we need to work out what you want your job to be first, and then keep this in mind when we're hiring. So in the back of your mind, I want you to be thinking about your dream role and your CEO future self and start working towards this. So the way we can do that is really checking in with ourselves and asking us a series of questions. So if you look at all the tasks you do in your business, and I also think it's really important to be thinking about how we spend our time rather than just aimlessly going from one task to another, right? So we need to somehow be aware of the different tasks that we're doing and how we're spending our time. There's numerous ways that you could do this, and I can't go into this on detail in this particular episode, but it's time blocking, it's planning your time, it's tracking your time, it's reviewing your to-do lists. But think about all the tasks that you're doing in your business, and that's now. And then I really want you to be checking in with what your CEO future self looks like. And you can do this by asking a series of questions. So what would your day look like in your business if you could just do the tasks that you wanted to do that drove your business forward? How would you spend a typical work week? How much time would you spend with clients? Or is that something you'd continue to do? What revenue generating activities would you do? What things would you never do? I love this question, and this goes down a tree in the playbook, but what are you doing now that you would absolutely give away and you would never do? And then think about how this business and your role in it fits into your life. I think business owners become very self-sacrificing, and it doesn't need to be that way in the long term. So any other job, you work set hours and yeah, maybe you do a bit of an overtime, but it fits quite neatly into your life. Particularly in 9-to-5, a lot of business owners reject the 9-to-5 because it doesn't need to be that way. One of the things about the 9-to-5 is that there's a structure to it, and we know what we're doing and we know how it fits within our life. You know, you're working the same hours as maybe your partner or your friends. You have hours that you work, you have hours you don't work. Now, when we're not in a 9-to-5, it doesn't have to be that way, but what is going to work for you? Maybe a 9-to-5 works great for you in your business and you have the choice to take days off. Or maybe it doesn't. Maybe you've got small children. You only want to work 3 days in your business and you're happy doing some evenings. But really think about that and then work out how you can do that successfully while still servicing your clients and having a profitable business. So take time to think about what you want. And again, the reason this goes into your strategy is because every time we hire, we want to be checking in with your long-term strategy, and we want to be checking in with your role to make sure we're moving you forwards to something that you want to be doing that best services your business. Now, if you have a Google of what actually is to be a business owner and what your job description is, it's quite simple. So it is being a visionary for your business. It's about signing off on processes. So if you had a big team underneath you, an operations manager and a finance manager, you're literally signing off the processes. So you're thinking of the vision, you're working with your team to get there, and then you're signing off the work that they do. You're also the face and voice of the company. So marketing, sales, or at least decisions around that is usually a really big part of your role, but it's not doing every administrative task. There's nothing that you can find that backs that. So really, you know, if you step into that true CEO role, you're the visionary, you're getting out the way so your teams can drive the business forward. So you're thinking of A to C, and your team's doing all of B, which is the lion's share of the work. And you're hiring experts to get you there. The next part of your hiring strategy is resource forecasting. So finances. We always need to be thinking about finances. I talk about this in another episode, but time and money is absolutely huge in hiring. So factually, as a service-based business, and quite often as a product-based business as well, depending on your cost for materials, as a service-based business, your resources will be, if not one of, the biggest cost. It costs money to pay people, right? You're going to bring people on, even part-time initially. It's money that you're going to have to pay, and it's money that you have to pay on a recurring, frequent basis. So a resource forecast can help you understand your team cost versus your profit. So I recommend a 12-month forward-looking forecast. And you want to do this by looking at historical data. And then you want to basically work out how much it's going to cost you to have your team members. So you look at this by doing a sales forecast and a profit and loss forecast. And there's really, Xero is fantastic for this. Xero is a financial system, and I'm absolutely sure, I personally work with Xero, but I'm sure the Xero equivalents have this in a dashboard and function. But you should be able to see the money you're spending versus the money that's coming in. And then you should be able to look at that over historical time period and work out what that looks like. And you're also looking for patterns. There's a whole episode on this of the seven sides of hiring, but that's when you start seeing that consistent revenue coming in. You've got repeat clients, you can see patterns. Yes, maybe you've sometimes got months where you make a bit more and months where you make a bit less, but hopefully you've got some sort of buffer. But we're looking at your sales, your P&L, your cash flow. This is really hard to talk about on a podcast because it's quite visual. I have spreadsheets and trackers that I share with my clients. But you essentially need to work out what the patterns are in your business, where the money comes in, where the money comes out, what you've got left over for time. And then as a part of your per role hiring process, which is the next step of the strategy, you're going to work out how much it's going to cost you on a weekly, monthly, annually basis to hire someone. And usually in this podcast, we're talking typically about employees. We're talking about your paid salaries employees or your casuals. So you can understand what that costs you weekly, monthly, and annually. Casuals, you've got a bit more wiggle room with, of course. But that's a part of your strategy. So far we've covered your long-term hiring strategy, which is the vision and where you want to get to. We've covered your role, so making sure that we're making hiring decisions that move you forward into your role. And we've talked about resource forecasting. Again, a little bit tricky to talk about on the podcast, but it is, as a minimum, before you're thinking of hiring, getting some sort of financial process and systems into your business so you can see how much money is coming in, how much money is going out. You can make some sort of prediction of sales so that you know how much money you've got to pay teams. Now, another thing to think about in terms of finance and strategy is, remember, although hiring a person is going to be a cost to your business, they are also going to make you money. They're either going to make you money by A, giving you your time back so you can go ahead and get more clients and drive more sales, or B, they're going to service your clients so that there's a monetary cost attributed to them to come in. So I can give you an example in my business. Is I've actually bought another recruiter in to work with my clients. So she doesn't do the sales she doesn't do marketing, but she actually works with the client. So if I were business, either she'll do the work with the client or I can do the work with the clients depending on capacity. But she's a whole another set of hours that I didn't have before to service my clients. So she's a money making role. So it's a cost, but I make more money having her than not having her, if that makes sense. So that's, I always think, and this is coming from corporate and for long time working in recruitment and within the project space, your team are really valuable assets and they're people and we look after them, but they're also a resource with a monetary cost associated with them in terms of how much you pay them, but their ability to make money for your business attributed with them. There's going to be so much strategy once you bring your team in terms of looking after them, retaining them, supporting them, so that you can grow, because as you grow your people, your business will grow. That's not what we dive into in hiring. That's probably more aligned to your leadership, your management. I touched on this in the playbook, but it's not for this particular forum, if that makes sense. So the final part of your hiring strategy is your per role strategy. So that is every time you go to recruit, there will be a series of things that you need to do. So you'll need to plan and prepare. So you'll need to do research on the role, especially if it's a new role, if you're hiring it for the first time. So you're going to have to probably take a trip to Fair Work, understand how much you need to pay that person as a minimum. You need to design the role. You need to create job descriptions. You need to create adverts. You need to understand how you're going to advertise the role. You need to plan your time. You then need to shortlist, screen, book interviews, offer on board, all the things. So that is your per role hiring strategy. And every time you hire, you need to set time aside to hire that person and work out how long it's going to take you to hire that person. So where we loop all of this strategy together, so you've got your long-term vision, you're working towards your role and what you want, and that's a part of that long-term vision. You've got your resource forecast. So you know how much money is coming in, and you know when you can afford to hire, right? So you know if you've got extra profit left over and you know that you can hire and you can afford to pay someone. And then as that person comes in and they start taking tasks off, you should see your revenue go up, which means that you can hire another person, which means that you can make more money. So if we tie in all your strategy together, that's how it works. And then obviously every time you hire, you need to go with your per role strategy. Now, I'm not going to talk about at length about your per role strategy, because I talk about that all the time in your podcast, and that's your nuts and bolts of hiring. That's all your different steps. I highly recommend that you listen to the podcast that's coming out about time and money associated with hiring, because it's a huge, huge, huge part of your per role strategy is going to be planning your time and having a process around that. And then again, we always go back to money. So two of your big themes on this podcast are going to be time and money. And always remember, time is money. Your money has a value associated with it. I'm not talking about your worth as an individual. I'm talking about how much people pay for your time. So if you have 2 client-facing days in your business and you do back-to-back consultations, and for each hour you charge $200 and you can fit 5 consultations in a day, your day rate's like $1,000, right? So work out how much of your time it's going to take you and what the cost is to hire. And that also fits into your strategy. But just to recap on this, the main parts of your strategy that I teach and I always recommend you think about every time you hire and then consistently in your business is your long-term strategy, your role CEO, resource forecasting and finances, and then your per role strategy. So as I said, I talk about at length of this in the hiring playbook, and it's something I consistently talk about in the podcast. I also do one-on-one services with my clients where I build this strategy up and then I give them a blueprint for their per role strategy. So it's something I've been doing this week with a couple of clients, and it's so valuable. And look, the thing is, you only need to build these processes and these strategies once and then just stick to the plan and rework the plan if it's not working for you. But with so many things in business, we need to have a strategy. We need to have a plan to save us time, to reduce stress, and to make sure that we're hitting
our goals and objectives, and that ultimately we're living in our vision and values because, you know, we do business because we want to start something we love. We want to be our own boss, and we need to make sure that we're happy, because a happy leader will result in a happy team. So I hope you've got something out of this episode today. There's a lot to unpack in it. It's a high level overview, but if this has left you wondering, thinking, questioning things, absolutely feel free to slide into my DMs, or even better, book a free 30-minute hiring call where we can dive into what your roadblocks are and what your challenges are. And I offer numerous services that can help you with your hiring, everything from a one-to-one hiring consult for an hour to the hiring playbook, which is a whole program that's going to get you with all of your strategy in there and then help you break down all the steps of your hiring. And it's a process that you'll be able to use over and over again to your outsourcing services. So when you're ready and you decide you don't want to spend all your time hiring, it's taking you away from your clients, you can outsource those services to us at Hiring Advantage. Any questions, any takeaways, I absolutely love to hear it. Thanks so much for listening. Have the best day.